I'm telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom.
Oh, what is up, Wisconsin? How y'all doing? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy almost hump day. I don't know, Calvin. Everything is happening so quickly. There's so much every day that I seemingly have to come up with something to help me get through the week, something to bridge me through, because it's just such a fire hose. So I think we'll call it hump day eve. What do you think?
Yeah, no, that works for me. Like you said, so much happens, the week feels to drag by, but then you blink and it's the weekend and you don't know where it went.
Yes, I feel like time has moved since COVID, both quickly and very slowly at the same time, which makes no sense, but yet that is how I feel like I'm experiencing it. I'm sure that's shared by many of you out there. Today, we have some time for you and I to talk to one another to begin the Maggie Dawn Show, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. So much that's happened, but there are two bits of breaking news that I have to tell you, again, were types of breaking news that didn't surprise me at all whatsoever, and yet disappointed me to a really extreme degree. I want to talk about those two to get the show kicked off today. I'll tell you exactly what those are. If you want to get your two cents in, I'm going to be talking about the FBI probe of Brett Kavanaugh that actually turned out never actually was a thing. It was all just a big lie. They really didn't look into Brett Kavanaugh much at all. Want to talk about that breaking news from the Washington Post. And of course, wow, apparently Donald Trump thought it was a good idea to, you know, send Vladimir Putin COVID tests when Americans didn't have them. Back at the height of the coronavirus pandemic, this coming from Bob Woodward's newest book, War, that broke earlier this morning. That's what I want to talk about with you all. I want to hear your opinions, 855-752-4842. And don't worry if you don't know what I'm talking about. I'll explain it all. But of course, we've got great guests today here on The Maggie Dawn Show. Really excited to have joining me at the bottom of the hour, Jeff Mandel. He is the general counsel for Law Forward. And again, Law Forward, if you haven't heard of them, they have been an absolute, frankly, done heroic work to help preserve and protect democracy from lies and scare tactics and all the baloney that's getting traded on and by the far, far right, including some folks right here in Wisconsin. So we're going to be joined by Jeff Mandel. I want to talk to him especially about the spate of lawsuits that are going on across the country brought by the MAGA ultra-right. It won't surprise any of you that those lawsuits, well, they're all in swing states, because apparently only in swing states are they worried about election processes. It's weird, isn't it? I mean, kind of strange. We'll talk about the categories that these lawsuits fall into, what voters should be looking out for, how you can get more involved. That's at 2:30. At the top of the hour, of course, it is Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. We've got a really important guest today. Her name is Amy Hanauer. She's the executive director for the Institute on Tax and Economic Policy, ITEP. For short, they just dropped a bombshell analysis of the impacts of Donald Trump's group of tax policy proposals. You know, the like not taxing overtime, not taxing tips, not taxing Social Security, but also giving billionaires and 100 millionaires tax breaks, lowering corporate tax rates even more. Yeah, they break that down. Amy's going to tell us whether or not that actually results, inclusive of the 20% tariff. Does that on average lower the taxes of middle-class folks all across the income spectrums of middle-class people? And how does Trump's plans taken together impact the taxes for the richest of the rich, the top 5%? They analyzed it. ITEP is a nonpartisan data wonk organization. This is what they do day in, day out. That's Amy Hanauer at 3 p.m. Is Donald Trump's group of tax policy proposals going to help or hurt the middle class? And is it going to help or hurt the richest of the rich top 5%? Don't miss that, Maggie and the Millionaires today. To round it out, I've been talking about this a bit on my own, but I'm really glad to be joined by one of the journalists that's been following what I'm going to call the Theobro movement. It's this group of weirdly all bearded dudes that basically have said things like slavery was a good thing and women shouldn't have the right to vote, and are advocating for a takeover of every aspect of government, every aspect of our court system by Christian nationalists. It is scary. I'm going to be joined by Kiara Butler from Mother Jones Magazine. She has been on the ground talking to folks involved in this movement, and she's going to be here to share some of her observations. You're not going to want to miss that. But folks, I want to hear from you. Again, I think two absolutely bombshell pieces of reporting of news coming out today. The first is that the FBI was basically sandbagged by the Trump White House and was ordered to, well, I should say it the opposite way, was never given the directive to actually follow up on any of the tips or leads related to the accusations against Brett Kavanaugh. That is just insane to me. And oh, by the way, Donald Trump was lying to the American public the entire time. Oh, I've told the FBI to run down every lead, to do everything they want. And meanwhile, he knew damn well that without his say-so, without the White House's approval, the FBI could not follow up on the leads, on the tips that were coming in, by the way, by the thousands about Brett Kavanaugh. We're going to talk about all of that. And then the second piece of absolutely stunning news coming from Bob Woodward's newest book titled War, which is coming out on October 15th, in a week from today. The fact that when Americans were dying of the coronavirus, dying, which led to over a million Americans dead under Donald Trump, when there were not enough COVID tests for Americans, Donald Trump got on his super secret bat phone, called up his buddy Vladimir Putin, and sent him COVID tests. When there were not enough COVID tests to go around, and we take that, of course, in context of what's going on right now with Superstorm probably going to turn into a Hurricane Milton and Hurricane Ellen. Donald Trump, every time he opens his mouth, accuses Joe Biden and Vice President Harris of the very things that he did, such as, of course, wasting our precious resources, our emergency resources, by diverting emergency funding to migrant-related issues. That has never happened under Biden and Harris. Never. Donald Trump did it. He did it in 2018. The idea that you would send precious supplies needed to help save American lives to Vladimir Putin in the midst of 2020 and the uptick of the coronavirus pandemic with tens of thousands of Americans dying? What the hell is wrong with you? I don't understand this at all. I want to hear from you. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Okay, I think I want to start with the FBI probe because it's pretty basic. And yet it took over 6 years for the Senate Judiciary Committee to get the information that it sought about what investigation, if any, the FBI did beyond the basic vetting that is done, which admittedly is in depth, but did not uncover the sexual assault allegations that were later leveled against Justice Brett Kavanaugh. So the Senate Judiciary Committee commenced an investigation to find out what the FBI did or did not do after the accusations by Christine Blasey Ford, as well as another woman, came forward. And again, that was after the FBI did its background checking that is typically required of the FBI for all Supreme Court candidates. They didn't uncover this. Okay, because the important part is after the testimony of Christine Blasey Ford, Donald Trump came out and said, the FBI can do whatever it wants. Well, what this Senate investigation has found out was that that was a bald face lie. Absolutely untrue. And in fact, when FBI agents heard Donald Trump's statements, they were confused. Very confused, because they couldn't do any of those things. They couldn't follow up on tips. They hadn't been given permission to even interview Miss Blasey Ford or the additional woman, Deborah Ramirez, who had come forward in a New Yorker story saying that Kavanaugh had shoved his penis into her face during a dorm party when they were both at Yale University in the 1980s. They never even talked to those two women. So as Trump's out there lying to the American public, the FBI was confused because what he was saying, the FBI can investigate whatever they want. They should track it. I want them to interview whomever they deem appropriate at their discretion. They have, quote, free rein to vet the claims. Those were lies told by Donald Trump. And it so surprised the FBI that they asked for, quote, additional guidance from the White House and cited to those remarks by Donald Trump. And they're like, we can? Do you really mean that? And the reason... See, when there is supplemental investigation of a nominee that is requested by a particular federal government agency, the FBI only has the legal authority to investigate according to the scope of the authority requesting that supplemental investigation, here, the White House. So Trump said they had free rein, but in reality, they had no rein, no rein at all, not even a bit of a leash to go investigate or talk to the accusers themselves or any of the witnesses that the accusers said would corroborate their accounts. We'll talk more about it. I want to hear from you after these brief messages. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. We'll talk about this and the bombshell revelation that Donald Trump was busy kissing Vladimir Putin's butt as Americans were dying